If you're looking for a new car, good gas mileage might be one of the top priorities. So, which cars are best for your wallet and the environment?
We turn to Jack Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst for Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Great to have you here, Jack.
Great to talk to both of you.
Thanks. So you guys have come up with the 10 best green cars of 2012. What takes the top spot?
The top spot is the new Prius C. Prius is a name you've probably heard of. The C part is indicates that this is the newest Prius model. It's kind of a subset of the Toyota line these days, and it's the most affordable of the Priuses.
Now, the Nissan Leaf has gotten a lot of attention in recent years. How does it compare to the Prius this time around?
Well, the Leaf is number two on our list. The Leaf is one of the two all-electric vehicles on the list, and it was our number one car last year. The reason we went with the Prius C this time around is affordability. It's a car that's a lot more accessible to a lot more people, and we think that has some advantages to the environment.
What do you think is the most notable quality about some of these cars?
Well, some of them are zero emission. I mean, the all-electric cars are zero emission. We have, a nice combination of electric cars, hybrids, and then some conventional cars that also do a pretty good job of high fuel economy, low carbon dioxide emissions. And it's that combination, I think, that gives this kind of something for a lot of different people who are concerned about the environment on this list.
Which gasoline-powered cars do you like the best?
Well, one of the most interesting ones on the list, I think, is the Chevrolet Malibu that has e-Assist. What this has is a kind of a mild hybrid system, but a much more affordable hybrid system that is gives you a little electric power when you need it without the kind of cost associated with the typical hybrid. So it's an interesting way to go about getting higher fuel economy across a broader range of cars. And that's the key. I mean, if we just have a few cars that are green, it's not going to help us clean up the environment. We need it across a wider swath of the cars out there.
Just kind of curious before we go, what percentage of the market has to do with green cars and what kind of growth do manufacturers expect?
Well, I'll tell you, the market for green cars isn't as large as many people would think it would be or maybe would hope it would be. It's about 5% or less of people buying cars these days. And until prices come down on some of these alternative propulsion systems like electrics, like hybrid systems, it's unlikely to get a lot bigger, unfortunately.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to talk to both of you.
Take care. Thanks. Jack Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst for Kelley's Blue Books, KBB.com.